And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Trump administration's crackdown on pediatric gender clinics is producing results coast to coast. Brady Children's Hospital in San Diego announced it will stop chemically and surgically transitioning gender-confused minors after being referred to HHS for investigation. Meanwhile, Chicago's Lurie Children's Hospital, the largest in the city, is pausing new prescriptions for puberty blockers and hormones after the same treatment. And in Minnesota now, where Governor Tim Walz continues his descent into rhetorical absurdity after suggesting the next Anne Frank would be a little girl in Minnesota hiding from immigration officials, the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum fired back, calling Watts' exploitation of the Holocaust deeply offensive and noting that Anne Frank was targeted and murdered solely because she was Jewish. Making false equivalencies for political purposes, they said, is never acceptable. Maybe someone should sit Walz down and let him know that enforcing duly enacted immigration laws, it's not the same thing as industrialized genocide. Don't know that it would do any good, but the chaos Walz has been stoking has real consequences. Kyle Wagner, a cross-dressing Antifa leader, took to social media after a fatal Border Patrol shooting in Minneapolis to call for armed insurrection. Wagner says he's done with peaceful protests, urging followers to get your guns, and solicited donations for what he cryptically called an Emergency Freedom Defense Fund. Within hours, Venmo deactivated his account, followed by Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. A GoFundMe campaign remains active, where Wagner seeks $50,000 for political asylum because apparently inciting violence makes you the victim. And immigration news that actually proves the system works. The former superintendent of Des Moines Public Schools has pled guilty on federal charges. And Ian Andre Roberts, an illegal immigrant, falsely claimed American citizenship when he was applying for the superintendent job back in 2023. When ICE arrested him last September, officers found him with a loaded Glock, three additional firearms at his home, $3,000 in cash, and a hunting knife. He's currently facing up to 20 years in prison and deportation. On the international front, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is frantically backpedaling after Trump threatened a 100% tariff should Canada strike a trade deal with China. Carney now insists no deal was made with China, just some adjustments on EVs and canola. Finally, France's National Assembly voted overwhelmingly to ban social media for children under 15, with lawmakers citing mental health concerns and online bullying. They say, quote, "Our children are reading less, sleeping less, and comparing themselves to one another more." And the president wants it implemented by September. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus. Also, you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider to get exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Also, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your very favorite podcast app so you can get these updates sent directly to you every single day. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.